Good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Board of Governors meeting. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. We will conduct a question and answer session. If you'd like to make a comment and ask a question, it is star and then one. If you need assistance, please press star zero. And as a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I'd now like to turn the conference over to our host, Governor Mullen. Please go ahead, sir.
All right, thank you. Greg, you want to call the roll of the governors?
Yes, thank you, Governor Mullen. First, Governor Bhagwat.
Present.
Governor Galitava.
Present.
Governor Mullen.
Here.
And Governor Olson.
Present.
Thank you.
All right, our next item is public comment on any matters other than the agenda item. So is there any member of the public that wishes to offer comment?
And it is star one, if so.
It looks like we have no public comments, so we're ready to move to the agenda item. Greg, you want to let us know what it is? And
sure, I'll turn it over to Steve Berberick for that.
Okay, great.
Yeah, Chair Mullen, Governors, thank you for taking the time to have this meeting this morning on April 21st. There was a change to the Transition Committee membership that would allow the appointment of additional EIM participants as long as the Transition Committee remains active. It's our belief the Transition Committee does remain active, and we do have an additional participant in the energy imbalance market. APS on Monday signed their Transition Committee or Transition Implementation Agreement, and we're delighted to have them as part of the EIM market. As part of that, we would like to propose to the board that Brad Alpert, a general manager of resource management at APS, be appointed to the committee. Brad has been very involved in the energy imbalance market. He's been with APS for a number of years. APS is one of the principal utilities in Arizona, covering 11 of Arizona's 15 counties. Mr. Albert has been with APS for 29 years and certainly has a very significant experience base and leadership qualities, and we'd be delighted to have him on the committee. So with that, Governors, we'd like to request that, and Greg, if we have a resolution, if you would consider it. Chair Mullen, may we proceed with that?
Yes, go ahead, please.
We'll need to seek public comment. I apologize at this point if there is any related to this appointment.
And again, star one. And no public comments at this time.
Okay, thank you. Mr.
I would just offer, Mr. Chairman, that this is Dave Olson from the Board of Governors. Brad Albert will be an excellent addition to the Transitional Committee. He is broadly knowledgeable about the operation of the Western Electric System and has been a real leader in having APS evaluate participating in EIM. So he'd be an excellent addition.
Thank you.
I have a motion. Moved that the ISO Board of Governors appoint Brad Albert to the EIM Transitional Committee, who will serve on behalf of Arizona Public Service Company, an EIM entity. I could take the vote by roll call.
Go ahead.
You have a motion. Do we have a second?
Sorry.
Full second.
Well, David, I think Dave Olson moved it, and I'm happy to second, but we need a motion and a second, right?
Yes, you're correct, Governor Galitava.
So how about Dave moves it, I second it?
Great.
Okay.
That sounds terrific. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, now we can take a roll call vote. Governor Bhagwat?
Aye.
Governor Galitava?
Aye.
Governor Mullen?
Aye.
And Governor Olson?
Aye.
Thank you.
Governors, thank you again for taking the time today. Governor Olson, I think your comments on Mr. Albert are on the mark. He's been a great supporter of the energy imbalance market, and I think he will be a great addition to the committee and will provide additional insight, particularly to the issues associated with operations in the Southwest. So we're delighted, and we're also pleased to have APS as part of our energy imbalance market, and we're committed to make their implementation successful and also committed to make sure that they receive the benefits that we expect for them to receive. We also expect to work very closely with the Arizona Corporation Commission to make sure that they're kept in the loop and they're updated on the progress as well as the benefits that accrue too. So with that, Governors, I believe that concludes our business. Mr. Fisher.
Sure. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
We're adjourned.
All right. Thank you, Governors.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.